Joe Con Show with Anna DeBlancis right here on 720 WGN. That music can mean only one thing. Carrie Wood in the house. Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation. All right.
How are we doing, guys?
Couldn't be better.
Hey, Carrie.
Couldn't be better. Carrie's showing off pictures, medical pictures to us.
Painful medical pictures.
Which I thought was very really not nice of you, I'll be honest.
Yeah, that's freaking you out. Isn't it? Because it freaked me out. Your broken ankle.
Yeah, I have a bad ankle. I have a bad right ankle. I broke it in high school, and it's always been tricky. And now I see a picture. Can we talk about this for just a second?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
It doesn't look like that anymore.
Well, it's a HIPAA violation if we discuss it too in depth. But there's a picture of you on a gurney where one foot's going one way and the other foot's going the other way.
Yeah,
like one's
way.
Going up and one's going down. And you're lying on your back, I'm assuming, during that picture.
I was on my back, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that ain't right.
It's not. Yeah, no, it's not supposed to go that way.
Oh, God.
That was,
boating accident? Was that what you said?
It was a boating. I was on the back of a boat messing around, stepping.
Here in Chicago or in Wisconsin?
Up in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And just goofing around and just losing my balance and slipped and hit the boat, hit the water, and I went to swim back to the boat and felt like I was kind of missing a flipper.
Oh.
So I flipped one more time and kicked, and I was like, I think I broke my ankle. Yeah.
Oh, boy. And then you see it, and it's going the wrong way.
I couldn't look. If that was my, oh, gosh. Oh, that's painful.
Arriving paramedics vomit when they saw it? I just want to know.
I threw the towel on it so I could cover it up, so I didn't want the kids to see it, because only my son saw it, but my other kids and my niece and nephew were in the boat as well, so I had it in the water until we got back to the pier, so I was kind of flapping around in the water behind us.
We
get to the pier, and
accident.
I send the kids off, and I cover it up. So I cover it up on the pier, and I'm laying there, and I got a towel over it. And the paramedics show up, and they pull the towel off, and they're like, "Ah, no blood, good one."
Yeah.
So apparently, those things normally shoot out of the skin.
Yeah,
but I was lucky.
Yeah.
So silver lining.
Silver lining. How I describe it. Yeah, silver lining.
How's it feeling now? What's going on?
It feels good. I've got another.
Great.
Yeah, I got another week before I can put weight on it, and then I got to keep the boot on for another four, I think, and I've got a big screw in there that has to come out in another 4 weeks, so then I'll be good to go.
Okay. All right.
It doesn't prohibit you from skiing or doing anything else, or
probably for a little bit,
time.
But we'll see.
Okay.
Skiing. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Jumping around the back of boats. Maybe sailboarding.
He's a tough
right.
Guy. I mean, I don't know. You know these.
So the Chicago Marathon. So the Sal Bank Marathon. No, yes,
probably no.
No,
following year. Right. Maybe the following year.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, just checking.
Right.
It's Bank of America now. Anyway, what do I know? All right, let's talk about our beloved Chicago Cubs. Magic number is 24. Is that getting some guys' heads when you got a magic number 24? And you're really, I mean, you're at the end of August here, but that's a good number.
I think no. I don't think at this point. No, it's not in their heads. I think it gets in the fans' heads more than anything. You start hearing about the magic number, and you start thinking, "Oh, we shouldn't be thinking about playoffs yet." But this team is—they're on the right path. We're in a good spot.
It's funny you say that, because there's this Rolling Stone article out right now that talks about the fan experience for Chicago, you know, Cubs fans, and how typically in August, what they said was, you can buy a coat to protect you in winter, but you can't protect you from the misery of painful August for the Cubs fans. And it's interesting, because you're usually bracing yourself for the anxiety of, oh my gosh, I don't think they're going to make it at this point. But I think even Cubs fans right now are like, look at this team. There's no reason to even feel it. There isn't.
I hear a lot of the same conversations. Let's get guys rest. Let's start getting ready for October. And obviously you don't want to start talking too soon, but
right.
I mean, I feel like the Central, what are we, 12 and a half up or something like that, 13 up?
Well, there's another interesting piece of that, too. 12 and a half up, where? Like, I'm on the team. the Cubs are 12 and a half up in the Central, but the Cardinals are, what, half the game out of the wild card?
Yeah.
That's how dominant, when you think about it, this team is.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see St. Louis a little further back in the wild card. I don't like them being around. I just want them out of the picture.
Because it's just one
it's
of those
just
things.
It's St. Louis. I don't want to mess with them. I just want to send them home.
As a Hawks fan, I have that exact same.
Yes.
There's nothing. I mean, thank God the Rams have left. Although the Rams were never much of an impact in St. Louis. But I just want, because it's between the Cardinals and the Blues, have always done something bad.
Right.
It's always been in our way in some way, shape, or form. And that's one problem with that institution, too. I mean, you were a Yankee, so you understand what it's like to be a Yankee. That's, you know, that's America's team. That's the greatest team in baseball history.
Dominant,
But the Cardinals consider themselves to be the real best team, because they're in the National League. They think the American League is fake baseball because it doesn't get a hitter. And they're the Yankees of the National League. And I don't like that attitude.
Hey, you don't have to.
I don't.
You don't have to.
I don't.
You don't have to. They got a good point, though. They're pretty much the National League. I mean, they're the Yankees of the National League.
Yeah.
I don't know about the whole baseball thing being American League versus National League, but yeah, baseball's baseball.
Yes, I know. Well, you're a pitcher. It doesn't matter. You got to show up one way or the other. All right. So, let's talk about things that we should be looking forward to here, though. You got guys coming back, which is good, because you do have some injuries that are curing themselves. Andy Mazur is sitting in with us too here, and it's nice to have everything kind of hitting right around that time. And again, it goes to the management team here and pacing this, right?
Yeah, I kind of found it interesting too with the fact that some of these guys are coming back. That when they were in San Diego the other day, Joe Maddon actually met with Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr lives in San Diego, the coach of the Golden State Warriors. Mm-hmm. Team that had the best record in the NBA. They had the record that eclipsed the Bulls,
right?
And they didn't win the title. So I think it was interesting. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in the room when those guys were talking, because as you pointed out, you really can't get too far ahead of yourself. And the regular season only guarantees you that you're going to get into the playoffs. Doesn't guarantee anything.
Last season, the Cubs, same deal.
Yeah,
incredibly
absolutely
dominant during the regular season, and then they ran into the Mets. Yeah. Thank God they're not going to be around.
Listen, we said it years, and every team that is on that bubble, maybe with a chance to get a wild card, they're all saying the same thing. If we can just get to the postseason,
right,
we've got a shot. And that's the way it is. When the postseason starts, now it's game on, and we're all in the same boat. We're all 0-0, and we got to go to battle. So, no, I think that's a good point that Andy was talking about. I think you can't get too far ahead, but you got to realize when it's go time, when October rolls around, that it's an even playing field.
Is Jake Arrieta's cape off, and does that make it easier for a guy like that?
I think he's just getting resized for the postseason.
Okay, good.
Superhuman, right?
Because it's like, I just think that it was too much. We've done it, and we do it in this media environment here in Chicago, right? I mean, if the Cubs are the one thing, they're the one last remaining holdout of this century, right, that has not done the last more than century, that has not won a championship. And so it's like, this is it. This is the moment. And so we want to make everything great. And we made Jake Arrieta into some sort of superhuman figure. And that's got to weigh on these guys a little bit.
Well, I mean, Jake did that too. He did that to himself by going out and doing what he was doing with the baseball in his hand. So I thought he handled it well. I think when he came back down to earth a little bit, I think there was, like any other year when someone else is doing that, there's a lot of chat. Oh, what happened? What's wrong with this guy? Is he hurt? Is he this? Is he that? I thought he handled it well. He's still going out and doing his job. He's handling his business. I know he's working in the clubhouse on his off days. I know he's getting after it. I know he's prepared. And I also know when it's go time here towards the end of the season, and as postseason rolls in, I like him, Lester, and the mentality of these guys going out there and taking the ball every fifth day.
And, you know, along those lines too, I mean, Jake hasn't really had to be Jake because of what Lackey was doing early, what Lester's been doing all year, and who would have thought that Kyle Hendricks would have done what he's doing?
I saw Hendricks in spring training, and I came back and told some of my buddies, I think he's going to win 15 to 17 games. They're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, this kid just has an idea of how to pitch, and if he can master his three pitches, like I think he's done tremendously well this year. His changeup is probably the best pitch in baseball.
Well, and there was talk about where do you place him? I mean, if he's hot going into the postseason, what do you do there? Does he become your ace?
I don't know if he becomes the ace, but I get him one of the first two at home. I mean, and I would. He's been so good at home, and obviously he's very confident pitching this ballpark. Right. And he's been good everywhere. He's got a 2.1-something ERA, yeah. So he's been good everywhere, but he's been phenomenal at home. And no, I think you roll the dice, and he's got to get one of those two.
If it ends up, I just want to ask you this theoretical question. If it ends up Cleveland Indians and Chicago Cubs in the World Series, will the earth open up and swallow humanity?
Something's got to give.
Yeah, right? It's like, it's the end of the world stuff. And then next thing, like a week later, after it's all over, whoever wins that, let's hope it's the Cubs, then Donald Trump becomes president. And it's like, then aliens invade, right? And then it's like the Independence Day. There's like a whole deal. I don't know.
This is how they make movies.
What could happen?
Right,
I don't know, man. It's weird.
It is weird.
But they're excited as hell in Cleveland.
And they should be. I mean, they got are they right behind the Cubs in the longest in baseball without winning?
Yeah.
Winning a championship. So, yeah, it would be exciting. I'm a Texas Ranger fan growing up as a kid, so it would be nice. I'd like to see, a Rangers-Cubs World Series with the Cubs on top, but I'd like to see them get there.
I hate to see – I can't even do that because you go, I would like to see them get there, and then when they beat your team, then you're really mad at yourself for thinking that – it's like you blame yourself and go, why did I let them become the American League team?
Can't say it.
That's just wrong.
So, I'm sure you'll let me live that down.
I know. Well, we have it on tape. You know, the beautiful thing about this, Carrie, is that everything that we say here lives on forever.
Nothing will come back to haunt you ever.
Yeah, and it never, ever, 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 ever has.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is all, you got to be very excited, and you got to be, this is a great, great moment. And that team, I know you spend a lot of time with the team, you spend a lot of time with the guys who run the team. Are they playing it cool?
I think they're playing it very cool. I think they're confident. They're a confident bunch. I think they want to get healthy. I think there's still obviously a little bit of concern with Rondon, and obviously we'll get Strope back here hopefully towards the end of the season. But I definitely would like
that's
to see
That's a weird
Rondon.
One, though, right? Isn't it, Strope? Because where the injury is, that almost has to tie maybe into the second series if they get that far.
Yeah, but it's a possibility that's out there if it's a need. You know, I think Justin Grimm's been really one of our better guys out of the pen in the second half. I don't think he's given up a run. He's got a 0 ERA in the second half in his last, 10-plus innings. So he's been throwing the ball well and can step up and was huge for us last year late in the game. So we'll see here in the next few weeks.
All right. Kerry Wood, the man with one leg, is here.
he would have tried to pitch with that,
I bet. Right.
He had one foot going the opposite direction, in a direction you don't want to see. It would be good, though.
No.
I'll tell you what would have been really good. You should have. It would have really freaked people out is if you had been able to work your way into a bathroom and be like in a stall when people look under the stall and they see one foot going one way and the other one going that way. That would really be something.
I texted a few of my buddies like, I'm not sure where to put the ball in my golf stance. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, we're glad you're feeling better, Kerry Wood.
All right, guys.